Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Mary Huygen. She is Executive Director of the Cass County Genealogy Society. Good morning to you, Mary.
Good morning, LaVon.
Well, Mary, that's your title and you do lots of work at the genealogy room. You do have some other volunteers that help you, but you're the one who we really want to talk to, I think. And the first thing I want to just ask about is the Genealogy Society. What is that?
Well, the Genealogy Society, Cass County Genealogical Society, is a 501c3. Is that correct? And we're a not-for-profit organization. We house the information for Cass County. We have plat books. We have family histories. We have old phone books and many other items. We try to help people with their family trees. That's not the only thing we do, but that's our main purpose, to help families trace their heritage.
And I think that's what people think about when they think about genealogy. And of course, there's lots of ads on TV now that help to say that that's what it's all about. And that is the core. But Mary, people have all other kinds of questions that relate to history, but maybe not their family. So let's talk about a few of those. I'm just fascinated with the kinds of calls and emails you get. Let's talk about a couple of examples.
Well, one example, just quite recently, we had a person and a farmer, and a family member of his had moved on to an old farmstead that had been in the family for many years, and he was researching the neighbors and the who had lived in the house and the farmland itself, and he was able to find that in one of our county history books and in an old schoolhouse book that we have and a plat book. He thought he'd found gold.
Of course, and I think he was putting this together as a gift for somebody, a relative of his. So what a neat thing to do, and being able to find really all of that right here. Well, you get, as I mentioned, emails. People are welcome from all over. You don't just get questions from Southwest Iowa.
Oh, heavens no. We had a gentleman, he was in his 90s, and his name was Dale Anderson, and he grew up in Atlantic and was in his 90s, but he lived in Topeka, Kansas. And periodically, I think he got lonesome, but periodically he would call, and one of the things I helped him find was his phone number from when he was a child at home.
So that was a few years ago when he was a child, if he's in his 90s. So you could go back. You made him a happy person.
Oh, yes, I did.
So that's great kinds of information. Also, you mentioned a school book, but you get a lot of questions related to school and where people were and that kind of thing.
Yes, I had a lady contact us. Actually, she sent us some of her family history, and there was a picture of some young men. They were Atlantic High School students, and I think it was in the 40s. But I'm not real positive about that right now. Anyway, they had been in a school band, and she wanted information on who was in the band and where did they play. And I did find that they had played at the Elks Club one night for a father-son banquet, and it named the boys in the band. There was a picture also. And so I was able to give that information to her.
Just a wide variety of information. Now, contacting the society, contacting the room in the library, and we're going to talk about that just a little more, is mostly free, but if you do some research time, maybe it would be nice to have a little of income.
Yes, we're self-supporting. The library does not support us. We're grateful that we're housed here. We have membership that's $15 for a year for membership for a family, and then we do charge, if I have to do hours and hours of research, we do charge $10 for the first hour, and then whatever happens.
Yeah. And I think most people really appreciate getting that information. It's not unusual to have to pay for some time for that kind of research. So, mentioning that the Cass County Genealogical Society is housed at the Atlantic Public Library. Let's talk about a recent move and an open house.
Yes. Last November, we moved out of our original room that we had, and the library was renovating. And then we changed rooms with the children's librarian's office. And so then we weren't able to get back in because of the pandemic. And so we just moved back into our new room in June, and we're planning an open house October the 29th.
So we'd like lots of people to stop by and see the room. And I think you have something to kind of help people find their way around.
Yeah, we do. We've devised a little detective game, and it has questions that you need to find certain items, and they're situated throughout the room so that a person can make their way around the room, find different areas. We have military records, we have family histories, we have Cass County information and other counties, and we have books of resource materials, and they can find the clues.
Yes. Okay, and so this open house, of course, has to follow the health rules and the library rules, so masks are required, and it's planned so that there's a social distancing. But tell us the time.
The time is 3 to 6 p.m. on Thursday, the 29th. We plan to have an area in the meeting room set up for, we have a video that the Whitney Questers have put together of, I call it historical homes in Atlantic, and it's narrated by Wally Roscoe. It's a very good little video, about 20 minutes or so. We'll have that running periodically during the time. We have the little detective game, and I'll be here to help somebody with research for their family or whatever they choose to do. Somebody would be helping, maybe you find things that's on the library's homepage that you might not know was there.
Okay, so there's things going on in both the meeting room and the genealogy room, so you can move back and forth. It's a come and go kind of thing between 3 and 6. See what's there. And again, you really want people who are, well, you want the members to come, but people who are not members and just going, what do we have?
Absolutely. We would like people to be interested in our room. It's here and available, and it's not a secret.
Yeah, pretty easy to find. So you mentioned what's available on the computer through the library, and I think people don't realize often, if they're new to this, that there's so many resources that are available right there on their own desk at home, and something that the society has worked on. So let's talk about that.
About the newspapers? Yes, we have newspapers. The Atlantic newspapers are digitized and located on the Atlantic Library's homepage. You can go to the online tools and digital research, and you can find them. One of the newspapers is Newspaper Archives, I believe it is, and that was the original one that was put together in around 2009, or I'm not positive when it was put together. I wasn't here. But anyhow, that's searchable. You need to make an account, but it's a free account, and you can search the papers from 1874 to 2000. However, originally, some of those newspapers weren't included. And so in 2018, with money that we had received from a memorial, we were able to digitize the papers that were missing. And they are on a different link, which is called
But when you go to look this up on the library website, you'll see those two sources.
Yes, and the new one that we just did is a funky green tree, and you do not need to make a membership for that one. We would like to move the newspapers from the old site over to the new funky site and make it easier that they would all be together. And we really, because we are self-supporting and not provided through the library's monies, we need to have money to do that with. And many people have used the newspaper archives. We have the newspaper, the Atlantic newspaper, sends people to us to look things up in the older newspapers. So it really is a neat thing to have that all in one spot. Presently, as of today, because I know the price is going up the first of the year, to do one roll of newspaper is $125.
So that adds up a bit. And as you say, it would be good if people would like to give some money to that. So again, come see the facility at the Atlantic Public Library on October 29, 3 to 6 p.m. And thank you very much to Mary Hoyt for visiting with us. And here's a thought. The theory of relativity, if you go back far enough, we're all related.